Welcome to Move, where we share our stories and opinions about the world, regardless of their factual basis. I'm Marin.
And I'm James. Today's our second episode, but it's also our first. Our first drunk episode. So, if you don't like drunken retardation retards...
like us.
Then you should probably not listen.
Bye.
Now, let the games begin. Today's topic is games. We're going to talk about games that we like. You can take it.
I like games. I squeezed.
You can try and pick a game you like, and then I'll yell at you for why it's wrong.
I'm thinking something dirty, but no.
Head out of gutter.
Head in gutter. Head very deep in gutter. JRPGs. Star Ocean. Second story.
Well, I can't argue with that one because I haven't played it. So I'm just going to say it's just like other JRPGs and it's okay. But what was the first game you remember playing?
Little caterpillar one where you like go around and it's like... you eat the apples and like, this stuff.
You're talking about Snake.
That's it!
Snake. It's a snake. It's not a fucking caterpillar.
It was a caterpillar.
Well, I don't care. It's still fucking Snake. That was a shit version of Snake.
It was an awesome version of Snake.
Why the hell did Snake not go around eating mice and stuff instead of apples?
Friendly snake.
Snakes aren't vegetarians. Or fruitarians. Snakes aren't Terrians. The snakes should have been eating mices. They should have been running around eating mices on the screen and leaving blood splatters. Then you would have gotten the hardcore gamer market in. First games I remember, Commander Keen 4 and Jill of the Jungle.
Careful of your drink, you don't want to spill it.
It's nearly empty, so it's not going to spill that easy.
My idiot of a father who, from now on, I'm just going to call Arsehole.
Arsehole!
He brought home a copy of Duke Nukem 3D.
Winning so far.
He brought home a copy of Duke Nukem. And he sent me and my brother down, and he's like, hey kids, there's this awesome game, Duke Nukem. And we're like, yay, we don't get it, you're playing, you're a bastard. Anyway. It was at the first level, and I said, Dad, turn the projector on! And he just went, okay, I'll turn the projector on. So he turns the projector on, and I'm like, wait, the curtain's opened on the movie screen. So he turns around, there's a naked lady dancing with a towel. And he dove off the computer, and he covered my eyes. And he's like, no! Like, slow motion, no, you cannot see this.
Here's a tool.
And in the same lot of games that he got from work, he also had Rise of the Triad. That was awesome. Hand of God, like...
Yeah. One of the other old games I remember playing was the Moraphs adventure games.
Moraphs?
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name, and I spent ages trying to find out what the fuck it was I remembered playing, because they were like old-school first-person dungeon crawlers... where you've got the four directions and it's turn.
Ah, yuck, they suck. I don't really like them, but I've tried.
The monsters were drawn, like, incredibly horribly.
Because we're drunk, you don't need to be, like, on top of the microphone.
Yeah, the monsters were drawn incredibly horribly, but the game was just awesome and incredibly hard. I spent ages trying to find it, and then I found it, like, 5 years ago, and I could actually still buy it. That's how awesome the game was. They were actually still selling it. So, fuck you, the games are awesome.
Down under Dan!
Never played it.
You suck! You play this Australian douchebag in an aeroplane. I don't know how the fuck he gets an aeroplane. I can't remember.
He probably stole it. He was probably an abo.
No, you can't say that! Oh, I got angry people looking on the door. It's like, what What the fuck are you doing talking about abos? Anyway.
Sorry, Aberdigines.
Aberdigines. I'm gonna be sick.
For the note, I'm not racist. I just haven't had very good experiences with Aborigines. One tried to sue my father for sexual molestation, even though my father was his actual carer. The kid was in a wheelchair, and the kid's mother... Or, no, it wasn't even his mother, it was just his grandmother decided she could get some free money by trying to sue our family. So, because of that, I'm a little predisposed against abos. I've yet to meet a nice one, but I don't judge someone until I've actually talked to them. So, if I meet an abo, I don't go yelling at them.
I meet an abo.
I talk to them, and the last one I talked to, he threw fucking rocks at me. So, yeah.
You're talking on top of the microphone. We got the cats running around the house like retards. Anyway, Down Under Dan.
That's what we're talking about.
Down Under Dan. You start off in this plane, and we could not work out how to get out of the freaking plane.
Did you try opening the door?
You see, the thing is, you're stuck in the pilot seat.
Did you try undoing the seatbelt?
Quiet. I'm trying to talk. You're stuck in, like, the pilot seat. You gotta get out of the seat, and then you, like, walk through the plane, and you grab things from the plane, and then you open the door. When we finally managed to open the door, we realized you could jump out of it. So we jump out of the airplane, forgetting the parachute. So we just fall to his doom. Anyway, we got to the point where we got the parachute, and we thought, this is, like, after 5-10 days of having this game, we finally
You're
figured out.
You're not very good at this game, are you?
No. I would have been, like... 5 or 6. I was like 5 or 6, and I'm like, "Woo, this game's awesome." Anyway, we got out of it, and we had the parachute, and we're like, "Oh my god, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?" So we opened the parachute, and he's like floating in the parachute, and then he comes across a pelican, and then the pelicans eat him. We couldn't figure out how to get the pelicans away. We always killed him to the pelican. We got to the point where he's in the parachute and
what
he always
kind
got
of pigs
eaten by
it gets
pelicans.
Eaten by pelicans.
Down Under Dan, that's who.
Commander Keen would have kicked his ass. Commander Keen was fucking the shit.
Oh hell, I remember playing him in primary school.
Commander Keen was school. Awesome. Jill the Jungle, not as many people played Jill, but Jill was pretty awesome too.
I never played Jill. I always played Commander Keen. Another game that a friend of mine had, Blaze. She had a Star Wars game on the computer, and it was like a flight simulator-y thing, and you actually get to blow
X-Wing.
Up the I can't really remember what it was. I was really little, and I got bad memory. Remember?
Why, when you said I was really little, did you like make a sign like of 10 centimeters?
Like, you know.
I don't think you were playing games when you were a fucking fetus.
Yeah. You never know.
No, I'm pretty sure you weren't.
Anyway. So, this game was freaking awesome, and she had another one, where you actually go up, you play as Mickey Mouse, and you go up this tower, and I've tried to find it again, and I can't. I keep finding this retarded game that I think is it, and it's just not it. It just sucks. It's awful. It blows!
It was a film about a clown. You want to hit me, don't you?
Very much. It sucked.
But I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you what I thought about it.
It's a homosexual clown that rapes children. There you go.
Sounds like my sort of movie.
He's no, he doesn't rape children, but still. It's Tim Curry. You never know.
Yeah.
Granted, I do respect him as an actor, but I find him freaking creepy as. I grew up watching him as Frankenfurter and Darkness, so no.
Tim Curry is just damn awesome anyway.
He's awesome, but creepy.
Yeah. I will give you he does have some creepy overtones, and he's played a lot of creepy characters, but he's just awesome.
Play transvestite.
Yeah. He plays a mean transvestite.
Anyway, war games.
Yeah.
Doom. I love Doom. Doom.
I never really got much into the original Doom.
You're kidding! It was awesome!
I played it, but I really only played it because that was one of the few things that we'd managed to somehow hack onto the school computers.
Okay. It was really sad. I actually still remember the passwords, so I think it's God Mode and Unlimited Ammo.
That's not really that sad.
Why?
Especially if the password's something like God Mode.
No.
Okay.
Shit, I think I actually forget
them. Ha! You lied!
I remember one of them was IDDQD or something like that.
Mm.
And I actually, yeah, remember it. But I remember some of the cheat codes for Rise of the Triad as well. It was woof, and it turned you into a dog.
Did you know they're doing Rise of Triads remake? Yeah.
No way!
Yes! I think, I can't remember, but I think a decent developers actually working on it, so it has potential.
Oh my god. I want this game already! It was awesome! I wonder if they're gonna have, like, the eyeballs flying at the screen again.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, I went from playing old Commander Keen and Jilla Dungle and Morphs on our old, I don't even know what the fuck it was, but the actual...
Careful with that bottle.
The actual case of the computer was actual sky blue. I don't even know what computers were made with the case sky blue. But yeah, that's how old it was. Running, yeah, good old DOS version of Windows and that. And then I moved from that to, my brother decided he wanted a 64, so I moved from that to GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, which is fucking awesome, by the way. It was like one of the few console games that actually let people tweak with stuff. Like, it knew that some of the levels with a full amount, like 12 players, would be too much for it. But it still let you put those people in. It didn't treat you like a dickhead. It didn't hold your hand and say, no, you can't do that. It let you define what the fuck you wanted your experience to be. Whether you wanted it to be slightly laggy and have more people to shoot, or whether you wanted to have less people to shoot and nice smoothness.
Smooth is nice.
I found a decent... I think most levels could hold 9 players pretty well. There was only, I think, one level where it had a slight problem. So I just knocked it down to 8, and it was all good. And by the way, the laptop gun is awesome.
The laptop gun?
Yeah, it's a gun that you can... It's a laptop, and it turns into a gun. You go around and shoot with it, and then it's secondary fire. Chuck it on the wall. Auto-turret. Fuck yeah. So what you do is you get the laptop gun, you go stick it on the wall, and then you go hide in a room with the fire scene gun that can shoot through fucking walls, and you sit there and you go around and snipe people in the level, and when they try to track you down and shoot you, they get shot by your auto-turret laptop gun!
Oh god.
And of course, you're doing this shooting from the place where the firesight gun spawns, so no one else can use it to get you.
Okay.
I was such a dick.
I just remembered something. I had a friend, and she had a Sega Mega Drive. Was it the Sega Mega Drive?
Sega does what Nintendo don't. They suck, that means.
Okay.
Never played the Sega, never been a Sega fan.
Okay.
Sonic sucks balls.
Anyway, I can't remember. I think it must have been the Sega. I think it was the Sega. I can't remember. And
you're a Sega.
You're a Sega. It I can't remember what it was, but it had a game in it. And the game was actually really awesome. And I said to her, hey, guess what? There's this really cool game on it. Just turn it on. And she's like, no. Why would I turn that on? That's a stupid idea. There's no inbuilt game. And I got it to turn it on, and it just blew her mind. She had it for so many years, and she didn't know there was a game inbuilt into it. And it just, it threw her for a loop. She didn't know what to do. And I never owned the console. My aunt did.
Speaking of inbuilt games, that's another awesome thing that Commander Keen had. Commander Keen 4 had fucking Pong inbuilt into the main
menu.
Yes,
I remember that! I'd love to play Keen and be like, Pong!
Fuck no, I can't be bothered playing Commander Keen right now. Oh, I'm already in the menu. I'll play Pong! Yeah! Fucking Pong was the shit back in the day.
What's it called? Oh my god, I've forgotten.
Doodle Slinger? I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. You couldn't remember, so I just chucked some words out there. French apple pie.
You smell like chocolate.
Nom 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 nom.
Oh my god.
Anyway, we should probably move forward a bit. Not to the desk. Lame jokes ahoy!
Yar! It's Pirate Day!
Fuck, I keep forgetting. Yar, it be International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I'm gonna try and keep this up for as long as I remember. But as I'm drunkling, I've had too much of ye olde ale, I will probably be forgettin's to talkie like a piratey. Yar!
Well, what? Did you want me to say that I play World of Warcraft? That I suck balls because I play WoW?
I was talking more along, move, like, further in the games. We've covered, like, the sort of 64 era. We could move on to the next lot of consoles and other
the
games.
Bad era.
It wasn't bad.
The era that I actually finally got a proper console.
Yeah. Well, what did you do around that period? Because in the middle of the 64, I got my first computer and started playing my own computer games and fucking Deus Ex, awesome shit, which you failed because you haven't played. Failure.
I have played it.
Well, you haven't played enough because you don't like it. So you're there.
Well, I don't like you.
Fair enough.
I'm
in love with Deus Ex anyway.
Crap. We got a PlayStation 1 for Christmas 1 year, and the only reason we got it was because we could pirate video games.
Yeah, I remember my friend had a PlayStation 1, and he had, like, 20 shoeboxes filled with pirated games.
See, we didn't have that many. Anyway.
Yeah, he had a lot, and I went to him and asked him where the good games were. He spent 10 minutes searching through the boxes and came up with 3 games. Whereas
Tommy was one of them. He humps the pedals that look like bums.
Okay, I can't remember what I played at Tommy, because I played a demo on my neighbour's console, and I remember I loved Tommy. It was an awesome game. There were some good games in the PlayStation, but I was a member of the Nintendo Knights. I fought against the evil PlayStation.
So what am I?
You would have been one of the PlayStation faggots? I don't know. I don't even know what the PlayStation people call themselves. We were the Nintendo Knights. What did you guys... Did you even have a cool sounding name? You guys didn't, did you?
I don't know.
PlayStation, more like Gay Station.
Yeah, actually, the PlayStation really sucks now. But I can't help it, it was my first console.
The PlayStation 1 had a lot of games on it. I will give it that. It had a lot more games than the 64 did. It did have quite a few good games. Not many, though, really appealed to me. Whereas the 64, we had Mario 64. I was never a huge Mario 64 fan, but a lot of people loved that. We had GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-fucking-Tooie. There's Donkey Kong 64. That awesome intro song, just, even if the game was shit, the song for the intro was just, that just wins it straight away. I mean, it was goddamn awesome. There was Blast Corps. How fucking awesome was that game? And, like, I can't believe I didn't realise until years later that they actually used friggin' Cotton Eye Joe song thing for it, just without the actual lyrics. It was awesome. Pretty much, nuclear warhead is going to explode. You have to get it to a launch site so we can send it off to the moon and blow up the moon for some reason instead of, you know, blowing it up at the depths of the ocean because, you know, that wasn't a possibility. But instead we've got to send it to the moon. So what's my job? I have to destroy every fucking building between it and its destination with anything ranging from a little tiny roadster car to a fucking giant robot. Awesome.
You see, the problem is with me, when I started gaming, I actually started with the PC stuff, and I was still playing PCs. Like,
I started with
through,
PC, then
through,
I moved 64.
Like, no. But I started with PC, like Doom, Wolfenstein. My mom fucking was awesome with Wolfenstein. She finished it before my brother and I did. Anyway. Oh my god, I love this. Anyway, yeah. So, she actually finished Wolfenstein before my brother and I wasn't even talking about that. Yeah, so I started with PC gaming, and then even through playing the PlayStation, we still had the PC, and holy shit, I just remembered a really awesome game on the PC.
Are you going to tell us?
Apparently not. Busy World of Richard Scarry. That was awesome.
What?
Busy World of Richard Scarry.
Oh, yes.
That was awesome. I used to pretend I was drowning the piggy.
drowning the piggy. You fucking sadistic bitch. I'm playing this cute little kid's game. Oh, it's Richard Scarry's world. You know what would make it scary? I'm going to drown you. Sorry, people. Yarr, I'm going to drown ye.
I'm going to drown you, piggy. Oh, man. But it was awesome. It was just awesome. Like, you play the wind. You're playing as the wind.
And the
piggy in the boat. You capsize the boat, and the piggy's like, oh, no, I'm drowning. So you're swimming him back, and you just put... I used to put the wind on top of him, and he just couldn't move. And he was like, oh my god, I'm still trying to get to shore.
Okay.
I was so sadistic. First, kill all ants on sight. Then drown the pixel pig. Let's drown the pixel pig.
That's a bit mean.
Let's drown the piggy. Look at the piggy run! Maybe we should have covered modern games and the old stuff.
The old games are awesome. We'll probably end up having to do a two-parter. I'm trying to think. Where'd we even get up to in the sort of time frame?
60s.
Yeah, we still hadn't even really got out of 64.
Okay,
you know?
we'll end this part and... We'll upload a second part.
Oh, Space Station Silicon Valley. Another game in 64. Fucking awesome! Lalat Wars.
Anyway,
another awesome one.
Stop it.
Or, as it's known in other places, Star Fox 64. Hey, just because your PlayStation sucks balls doesn't mean I can't keep naming 64 games that rock, total, ass, titties, penis, bum.
I'm trying to get it so we can pause this and record another one to upload later.
Blah.
Blah yourself. Anyway, okay. This one's over, I think, because it's nearly 25 minutes again. It's like 22-something.
Okay. It looks like... Yup, sorry. Yar, it looks like we have to be leaving ye for today.
I'm not even going to try doing that.
We shall be doing another scurvy... video blog later where we will finish off detailing our game in history. Yarr.
You need help.
This be James or Pirate Jim, as ye may know me, signing off. Yarr. I'm going to have some more ale now.
Can't drink. Oh my god.
Why is